For the first time in about a decade, property tax rates are being lowered on both homes and businesses in the largest city in western Massachusetts. But tax bills are likely to go up. The Springfield City Council voted unanimously Monday night to set a residential tax rate of $19.53 per $1,000 of assessed value, and to set the 2020 rate for commercial, industrial, and personal property in the city at $39.23 per $1,000 of assessed value. The new residential rate is 15 cents lower than this year's, and the business rate is a 7-cent decrease. These rates were recommended by the Springfield Regional Chamber, the business group with about 400 members in Greater Springfield.
I'm incredibly pleased that they recognize the value of business, and it strikes a fair balance between residents and business, and I don't think we could have asked for more.
Chamber President Nancy Creed, addressing the council at a public hearing on the tax rates, said that over the last decade, the city had shifted more of the tax burden onto the backs of businesses that now pay about 40% of the city's $216 million tax levy.
Not only does the business community pay a greater portion of the property taxes than their overall value, but it pays almost double the residential rate, and they use less services.
John Perez, chairman of the Minority Business Council, called the tax burden on small businesses in Springfield unfair.
Normally, we are thinking of the Mass Mutuals of the world, or we're thinking of the Bay States of the world, but now it's most of the employers are small businesses that we are in hard times trying to make it here in the city.
City Councilor Tracy Whitfield, who made the motion to set the rates that the council unanimously passed, said it sends a positive signal to businesses.
And so we want to keep the jobs here. We want to keep the business here. We want to be more attractive to new businesses because that's how we grow our economy. And that's the way that we can get more revenue in to lower property taxes, even if values go up.
Despite the 15-cent reduction in the residential tax rate, the tax bill for the average single-family home in Springfield is estimated to increase next year by almost $165. About 20% of homeowners will see their annual tax bill go up by at least $250, according to the city assessor's office. Rising property values are the reason tax bills are going up, according to the chief assessor, Richard Allen.
We've seen a tremendous improvement in the single-family, two- and three-family categories. Selling prices above $200,000 are commonplace these days in certain single-family neighborhoods. Those numbers dwarf what happened in other recent years.
The new tax rates differ by just a few pennies from what was recommended by Mayor Dominic Sarno. Property owners can challenge the assessed valuation assigned to their property by filing an application for an abatement with the city assessor's office. Some homeowners, including people over age 70, veterans, and the blind, may qualify for some level of tax relief under state laws. Next year, Springfield will begin a tax work-off program for seniors who meet certain income limits. Under this program, 20 participants will be selected through a lottery to lower their tax bill by up to $1,000 by performing services for the city. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.